Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. I love singing. I don't know if anybody else enjoys my singing, but I enjoy my singing, and sometimes even in my preaching. I don't know if anybody gets anything out of my messages, but by the time I'm done, I done preach myself happy, and I think that's what I'd like to try to do today in our pastor's thoughts and prayers. As you know, I have a lot of thoughts, and fortunately, I think most of them are good, but, you know, the devil works on me just like he does everybody else, so I get those fiery darts sometimes, but I say, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God, because I am a child of God, and I can claim that too. So, with that, all that said, I am grateful for the church. I'm grateful for us last week baptizing Alice Lanier. Bell, what a joy it was. You can find that information on the website. You can see the pictures and all that neat stuff. And so we appreciate Phil and all the people that helped with it. And thank you for the hospitality of our little church known as Bethel United Methodist Church. The family provided a catered lunch after the baptism, and that is really cool. So I've been thinking, what is love anyhow? You know, we have destroyed that word love in the English language. Really, the kind of love that we need is agape love in the Greek, which means unconditional, unmerited. That's the kind of love that we need. All the other kind of love is just, well, it's worldly. So I want to share with you a little devotion, if you would, in my thoughts and prayers today. When a group of young children were asked, what is love? They gave some thoughtful and even some hilarious answers. One little one, 4 years old, said, love means everybody has a family. Well, one of my favorite was came from a six-year-old by the name of Jasmine. She said, love is when you tell a boy you like his shirt and he starts to wear it every day. Now, that's pretty cool. And a little guy named Jack, 8 years old, said, love is something or someone you adore and care for. Plus, you like him a lot. I think this is one of the most tender responses. That little girl said, when my grandma got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and polish her toenails anymore. So my grandpa does it for her all the time. Now, even when his hands got arthritis, too. You know, it's really cool. Judy has the little granddaughters paint her toenails, and I think she could probably paint her own, but the little girls love doing that. So, but Grandpa's sweet example of painting his wife's toenails brings to mind an amazing story in the Bible of love. Jesus, knowing he wouldn't be with his disciples much longer because of his imminent arrest and crucifixion. So what did he do? He took a towel after dinner and he wrapped it around his waist. You can find that in John chapter 13. He poured water into a large bowl and began to wash his disciples' feet. Peter at first recoiled at the thought because it just didn't seem right. He said, Master and Lord, bending low and touching your feet, that's a servant's job. I am your servant. Can I do that? Yet in order to serve, to teach them what it meant, Jesus insisted, no, you don't understand what I have done for you. I washed your feet. Now that I am your Lord and teacher, having washed your feet, you should also wash another's feet. Jesus concluded in verse 7 of that chapter, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Well, the second person of the Trinity took on very nature of a servant. The Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So God the Son took on the nature of a servant. You can find that in Philippians 2, 7, and 8. And after his teaching, followers, with 3 years he had ministry here in this earth, he gave up his life on the cross for their sins, ours, and the disciples at the time. You see, humility and sacrifice is the true nature of love. First John, that's Little John 3:16. It's a parallel of John 3:16, but this is in the little epistles of John 1:3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay our lives for our brothers and sisters. So what about us here in 2021, some 2,000 years later? How do we learn to give sacrificial love? I think we start by presenting ourselves anew to God in prayer and ask for his direction. You see, for us personally, he created us to be unique and has given us talents and gifts to use to serve others. If you ask, he will lead you. Couple bullet points. Keep your eyes and heart open to those around you. Listen to someone who is different from you. You may have neighbors or varying ethnicities, ages and backgrounds, goals and desires. Beautiful people you can learn from. Help someone with a need or a project. Serve your own family. I think sometimes we forget about that. Acknowledge a harm you caused. Build a bridge to a person that you've harmed. Give time and money to a ministry that is close to your heart. Provide a meal for strangers or a neighbor, and pray for someone you might not care for. You know, I love everybody, but there are some people I really don't like, but I love them. And since I don't like them, I don't spend much time around them. But if you pray for someone that you don't like, miracles happen. You see, the ideas are endless as God's heart. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." Luke 9:23. Follow me? He said, yeah, he has shown us the way by his own example and has given us his spirit to empower us. How about you? What would you do today in a servant's heart to share the gospel? Well, we've continued to pray for a lot of folks. Judy's recovering very nicely. We got one more treatment this coming Wednesday. And there's a lot of people on our prayer line and prayer requests, and we lift them all up too. So if you have a particular prayer or something that you would like for us to put on the prayer line or just pray with you, give me a call or send Phil a text or email or go on the website and look around on the website. I think you'll be blessed. But you can also find the list of people that we've been praying for. So we're in some challenging times in our world. I say world because we're having challenging times in this country, but it's rampant. You know what? I am so glad and so blessed that I taught this little church, this Bethel, the book of Revelation, because we're living in those times. But the good news is the blessing for anyone who hears and teaches and receives the blessing of the book of Revelation. That's a promise. You know, then at the end it says, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." That's the blessed hope we have. Keep our eyes upon Jesus. As one of the little bullet points that I talked about. Keep your eyes and your heart open to those around you. And hang on to the blessed hope. I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7. If we only had this mundane life to look forward to. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, eat, go to bed, get up in the morning. You know what I mean? But praise be to God, we have a promise of eternal life. That's what keeps us going. Keep your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Well, I'm just mumbling around here today, but I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to be your pastor. And we do pray, and we like to pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Now, the real prayer is in John 17. That's when Jesus prayed for us. Can you imagine God praying for us? And then the disciples wanted to know what he did when he went off by himself, and I told him I need some rest, and I talked to the Father. Can we? Yeah. And he gave us this model prayer to follow as we pray it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, hear this church, but deliver us from the evil one. And you know he's done that. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Pray that you have a good day. Hope to see you in church sometime soon. We love you.